10. Rav, please.
Yes, this is really our work. From one day to the next, how will we discover new crimes? Because without that, we will not be able to advance. The will to receive has to open up more and more and more. The Creator just started creation by breaking the general kli of Adam HaRishon. Then the evil inclination started to be revealed, the great will to receive, our ego, and we have to help this ego become more and more revealed, not to be 100 degrees of the still vegetative and animate, but rather that we will want to reveal it even more. How do we reveal it more? It's an interesting thing. It happens in the opposite way. If we want to discover the will to receive, if we want to proceed or to accelerate its advancement, to hasten its development, then we specifically need to be drawn towards connection between. Towards connection between us. This is why it's a simple question. Did we yesterday, let's say, reach a greater recognition of evil than the day before? How? Well, if not, it's a sign that we did not yearn to reach a connection between us. That is, each and every day we have work to yearn artificially on our side, to yearn for connection. The result of our yearning for connection would be that we will discover rejection. And then, upon this rejection, we should ask for the force of correction, so that love covers all crimes. And that way we will advance more and more. Well, even today, we have a full day before us. We need to discover the evil, and upon the evil, to bring the good. All in all, our whole statement of correction is love covers all crimes, but without crimes we will have no connection, no correction of the kli. We need to discover all the cracks, all the shatterings that we have in the connection between us, in the kli of Adam HaRishon. And this is possible only by us yearning for connection, and to yearn in all kinds of different forms, whether we understand or we don't quite understand what's good, what's not. The most important is connection, 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 coming closer and closer and closer on all kinds of different levels and in different manners. And if we, as a result of our efforts to connect, feel rejection, hatred, repulsion, it's good. It is good. That is, through our artificial actions towards connection, we made the Creator, His force, which He created in us, the force of shattering, and made it become revealed. Then when the force of the shattering becomes revealed, we start to work with it. How? On top of it, we can now cover it with connection, with love. So, here we have an action on our side, which is artificial, to reach connection between us as much as possible, to awaken the connection. Rabash writes about it in his articles. Later on, we need to see how much the Creator doesn't allow us to connect, but rather He actually reveals hatred and rejection, which is the desirable outcome of our actions, to discover the crimes in such a way. And upon these crimes that the Creator reveals, we have to bring our efforts, our exertion, in order to connect. Love covers all crimes, but this is already with a prayer to the Creator that He will bring us the force of connection. And this way, we will try to reach corrections. This work, and really all of our work is here, in our state, to discover the evil, with the help of the Creator who reveals the evil to us, and through our efforts to cover the hatred with love, by turning to the Creator so that He will help us in that. And here we, actually with these two actions, back and forth, we discover all of the actions. It exactly resembles the four phases, four discernments we have in the Kli. So let's talk about it. Let's have a workshop. How do we, through our actions, discover the evil? Otherwise, we cannot accelerate our development. And later on, how do we cover the evil, the bad, with the good? Go ahead, please. A workshop.
Connection, and that's how we advance.
Rav, how, throughout the day, can we do a calculation? How many times did we perform these actions in awakening connection, seeing rejection of the connection, turning to the Creator so that He will perform this connection above the hatred? These four stages that we have to go through as a single action that includes these four stages, how can we calculate each time in that? How many times do we do it each day? Give us an advice. Well, think about it. How throughout the day can we perform such actions? Kabbalists say about these actions, they call them entry and exit, entry and exit. How do we do it? Go ahead, please.
A calculation.
How do we do it? Do we write it down, or what do we do so that at the end of the day we know what we did? At the end of the day, he can check it. Rav, let's imagine to ourselves that we're sitting in a boat. Each one has his paddle, and together, all of us, you know, are rowing like this. You know what they do with the paddle. So each one, with his kli, is doing that, awakening the connection. Sees that instead of this, he's discovering rejection. Well, it's not quite a true form as the one who might depict it to himself. And then he turns to the Creator and he asks, and then he needs to see that the Creator is doing it. He doesn't leave the Creator until the Creator does it. Love covers all crimes. So we have one time here that I make this connection and I discover that I didn't achieve it. I discover some negative discernments, whatever they are. I turn to the Creator. I ask of Him to cover, correct the negative states, the negative discernments that I found. Right? And this way each time. One, two. One, two. If we're done with two of those, it's like four phases. By this, I finished my work for this stage. Again, one that I do, and I see that they don't succeed, and I turn to the Creator, and I demand that He will succeed. He will do it. And this is called, the Lord will finish the work for me. That is the first time I want to do it, and I discover the deficiencies. The second time, with these deficiencies, I turn to the Creator, and I see results. A question. If we will do that as though we're all sitting in one boat, right? All of us together, the entire 10 together will do it. Or should we also do it? Maybe we should do it individually. Is it worthwhile to do it this way or that way? And indeed, we will reach a state where maybe indeed we will be able to perform such actions together. And then we will see what in that is the new role of the Gabbai and the Shatz. So talk about it. What will their role be, the Gabbai and the Shatz, if we as a 10 are sitting, each one with his pedal, a big pedal, one like that, a big one, with both holding it with both our arms and activating it, working with it. So, please, what should the Gabbai and Shatz that each one has inside, the Gabbai and Shatz that each one has, and also the collective ones, what should they do? Please.
All of us together.
Rav, how can we depict the Gabbai sitting at the end, at the back of the boat, awakening us, and the Shatz sitting in the front of the ship, of the boat. It's a boat, not a ship, really. And both of them are managing us, and we're sitting with our pedals, and this way we advance. What is the role of the Gabbai? What is the role of the Shatz? And what is our role? Go ahead, please. And the boat is then truly advancing nicely, well, and everyone is connecting also to the works of the Gabbai and the Shatz. We all look at each other. How do we activate, work together in the revelation of the evil? Because all in all, in that boat, we all become a pertsuf, ten sfirot. So, please, such a pertsuf where the ketel is not working, Malchut also, and all the sfirot in the middle between Keter and Malchut, they're acting, working in the revelation of the evil and covering it with good. Talk between you in order to establish this state. It's okay to speak about everything. He will ask, and he will have the strength to make the request. Rav, that is aiming ourselves, each one, to the Gabbai and the Shatz, so that on the count we will all work together, synchronously, together, each and every pedal, each and every thought, every desire, and a direction certainly should be done by the Shatz and Gabbai. One gives a direction, the other one is responsible for the deficiency, and this way we advance. We have a nice song about it, I think. Please.
That's me, no?
Let's imagine for ourselves, in order to complete this action for the time being, Baal Sulam writes about it, that there are two actions by the Kli and two actions by the Light. He explains it to us in these four phases. So let's depict the following to ourselves. I take the pedal, right, and I perform the first action in order to discover the deficiency. I want to do it, but for the time being, I don't discover that I'm able to. So the first time I make an effort just with myself, I see that I did not succeed, but I discover in it that I did not succeed, right? That is, I discover the Kli. The second time that I do this work with the pedal, then I discover, then I demand the Creator to be revealed and to do it. The Lord will finish it for me. And this way, each time, the revelation of the deficiency, that's the first time, and the help of the Creator. That's the second time. And this is how it is each and every time. This is how we advance. Is this clear? It's not clear? Well, talk between you. Get confused. It's okay. And then you can ask. Go ahead, please. Everyone should talk about how do we advance in our boat, right? And with which two actions? The first one, the effort to discover the evil, and then an effort towards the Creator and a revelation of the correction towards the good.
The friend, I don't know, why do you need hatred?
Rav, well, not so much hatred like you say, but lack of success, at least lack of success, that we need to discover, and a deficiency. In the end, at the end of the first action, with of our advancement, that we want to advance one towards the other, to connect with one another, that's the first action of rowing that we want to do. We do it even though we know that we will not reach the goal by this. But this action has to occur in order to discover the deficiency, that is, to reach the second action. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2 is the revelation of the deficiency. A deficiency out of our state, a deficiency out of our helplessness in achieving the goal, trying to reach connection in order to bestow between us and with the Creator. In the second action, it's when we turn to Him and the Lord will finish the work for us. So we have two clear actions here, right? 1, 2. Like that.
So we can delve into it and read Baal HaSulam, but look, I understand that the first pedal, that's the effort to make connection and to find rejection from the 10.
Well, not quite so, maybe, but we see a lack of success, that we're incapable of it, etc. Even though connection is not our goal. Our goal is to reach adhesion with the Creator. But connection is the building of the kli. That even in the building of the kli, we don't succeed if we do it as we do it in the first part. But we do discover the deficiency. Rowing ships.
Then the revelation of the lack is very clear. I mean, things are cooking inside, but when they come out, they finish ripening. It's very evident, it's clear. So how should we relate to it? We need to say, okay, the lack is out, everyone sees it, feels it.
But it's a deficiency. It's not just out of your own nature, but the common effort. It's a totally different deficiency out of the common effort that you reached it. And this deficiency is a big gain. That's their baby. That you want to give birth to it. You're truly connecting, searching for it.
Exactly about that. My question is how to find that we're working with the right lack and not just all sorts of eruptions, explosions.
No, I'm not even talking about these things, these discernments. I don't take them into account. You know how to make efforts in order to reach connection. Otherwise, you're not sitting in that boat. And you want to reach a state where you're all performing the same actions, the same movements, discovering the same evil. Each one, of course, is from his own point in the heart. But this is how you do it together. You're doing all of these things together. And later on, I mean, this is just the beginning. Later on, we will discover what is the role of each and every one in the 10 as a special sphira, a special quality. That will come.
Buongiorno Rav. Non è chiaro perché dobbiamo.
Good morning, Rav.
Come se il creatore non fosse nell'equazione.
It's not clear why we have to perform the first action as though the creator does not exist in this equation.
That's what Abash and Baal Sulam both write to us. If there's no one for me, who is for me, right? It's if I'm not for me, who is for me, rather? That's the action. And then the Lord finishes it for me, completes it for me. We need to show that we want connection, that we want to discover the Creator as the force that unifies us within the connection in order to give Him contentment. This is all the first action that we want to accomplish. Actually, we want to complete everything with the first action on our part, as if the Creator doesn't exist. That's it. And then the Creator reveals to us how we're incapable of it, how we need Him in each and every action in order to succeed. Why does He do that? Because with the second action, He gives us the power of bestowal, the spiritual power, and then we rise. That's how the action should go. Right, so it's always in two tacts, two parts. First time is on our side, the second is on His side, then again from our side, and then from His side, at least seemingly. And that's how we advance. Right? Good.
Mark Vigi Esser.
Такой вопрос. Без направления к Творцу. Ненависть не...
Without a direction towards the Creator, the hatred can be revealed not as a deficiency, right? It can be just hatred. It won't necessarily be a deficiency. So the direction has to be towards the Creator, right?
The direction towards the Creator, the aim towards the Creator has to be primarily, otherwise we're not in the boat, right? When we enter the boat, when we sit in it, it means that everyone knows where we need to get. Everyone knows by what actions we can get there. There are no surprises there, for at least for the time being. They will be discovered on the way. And so we begin to sail. Yes.
Lano Baltia Free.
Да, спасибо, Раф, за такой даже музыкальный пример, я бы сказал. Я хотел задать такой вопрос. Я должен оставить свои личные...
Thank you, Rav. I wanted to ask, I need to let go of my individual matters and direct all my energy towards synchronization in the Ten.
All of me, I have to give all of me in mind and my heart. Everything I have to give over to my work, my collective work with the Ten on our boat.
Shalom, Rav. My question is...
Hello, Rav.
Why do we say that Rav said that we are not succeeding? Is it possible that what we call lack of success is indeed success?
Of course, if we discover with the first action that we fail, by our first action, what do? We want to connect, then out of this desire to connect, we discover how disconnected we are. Meaning we discover where we need to connect, the places, the lacks, the deficiencies, and then the second time around, we invite the Creator, we have the deficiencies already, and we turn to Him, and he makes the correction. Because we don't have the power to correct. We don't even know exactly how to correct things. We must only discover the lack for connection and to want that lack to be full of the correction. That's the meaning of discovering, wanting to discover the Creator.
If someone doesn't, what's the mistake here? If someone doesn't feel that he's failing. If I don't feel
there's that. There's no failing. What failing?
I fall, I think it's good.
If you don't feel that you fell, you did not connect. You did not want to connect. We are all of us corrupted. Each one is closed within himself. If I want to connect with you, I see that we cannot connect. Well, so what's the point here? We discover how incapable of it we are, how much we hate each other even. And then there's no choice. We turn to the Creator. We both embrace with our lacks and we come to the Creator crying, make us connected.
I agree, Rav. What I'm saying is, okay, when I see that I cannot connect with my friends, if I consider that also like a success, what's happened?
But you're turning to him. You didn't reach the conclusion yet. You only reached a state where you and the friend cannot connect. And it pains you. And with that pain, the pain that you share now, that you discover, you turn to the Creator. And that is the prayer of many. The plea of many. And the Creator answers it for sure. So the first motion with the oar, that's to bring us to the collective prayer, a common lack. As we cannot connect. It turns out that for the first time, we discover how we're incapable of sailing together, rowing together. And the second time, when we receive the power of the Creator, then we can perform the right action in advance. These are very fundamental, very deep manners, very deep things. We study it a lot in the wisdom of Kabbalah. All right?
Dalit, fourth phase.
Meaning that we, with the first action, we discover the lack for the Creator's assistance, for adhesion with the Creator, because otherwise we will not succeed. And it's not that we won't succeed. It's also our previous lack, which now is undergoing a stage of correction. We see in adhesion the actual goal, and not just success in some sort of advancement towards some fulfillments. And so we rise from the first action to the second action. And that's how we advance. Slowly, it will come. There are many questions to be asked here. You see, it's a very deep situation, very complex, woven into the foundations of creation, but it will come. It will come. The main thing is annulment towards the ten. We see that comes first. And then I do everything that the ten demands of me in terms of the gabai and the shatz. Yes. Whatever they want, I do.
Какое место в нашей работе занимает благодарность?
Hello, Rav. A question by a friend. What place in our work is taken by gratitude for the Creator and for the friend, and what brings us to gratitude?
Gratitude to the Creator and to the friends has to come before everything else. When I talk about my work, about my advancement, my progress towards the purpose of creation, first of all, I must understand that I can accomplish it only with the friends and within the friends. The more I integrate there with my eyes shut, and the more they can carry me so that I integrate in them. And the more the Creator does this work, where He absolutely dilutes me and connects me to all the friends without any difference between us.
So,
there's this gratitude to the Creator and the friends. When they exist, as they exist, I can integrate in them, and with that integration, I can disappear in them with myself. And so to be reborn. To be reborn. It's called to enter an opening which is as the eye of the needle, where nothing remains of me except some desire. I pass through the eye of the needle, and so I pass from one. That is how we act. So don't worry, it's all fine. What you need is to feel yourselves to be on a boat and that you want to advance. And then you'll begin to see how you connect. You connect into, on the boat, you go 1, 2, right? You act, and then you see, did we do something together or not? And if you find that you did, it's a sign that the action was incorrect, improper. You cannot perform this action together because you lack the power of connection. And then you ask the second time for the Creator to come and do it for you, for Him to take your hands and the oars and to operate you, govern you. Ultimately, we will discover Him as the Gabai and as the Shatz both. But for the time being, we need
Rav, the Arvut article.
What can I say about the Arvut article? It belongs to one who wants to reach adhesion with the Creator. If we're talking about a good, regular life to all the people in the world, nations that want to get along nicely between them, they don't really need to come to a state of Arvut as it's written here. But rather to be in normal, good relations, using their ego to a certain extent, but not that each and every one cares for his nature only in order to be connected to others and care for others and help them. What's necessary of cells in one body, which is what we need to bring us towards, this state of the Kli of Adam HaRishon. This is why this Arvut is only between us. You don't need to explain it or clarify it to everyone. The world is far from this, although eventually they will come to this, but not by their tendency for this, but rather by us executing this and them integrating with us. That's why he says here, to start with, he says, Arvut, where all of Israel are responsible for one another. All those who are drawn to the Creator wants to come to the adhesion and revelation of the Creator. They attain this by being in Arvut with one another. Arvut is incorporation, just like the cells we have in one body. The whole body is made up of cells, and each and every cell has its own life. However, with that, each cell must be connected with the other cells. And this is how they exist. Only in such a way the body exists, such that it can feel, think, carry out actions, only by it being, first of all, in a connection between the cells. And then, through this connection, it develops feelings, intellect, a feeling of connection, a feeling of forms that operate upon it and that it operates upon others. It all comes only according to the extent and power of and kind of connection. This is why everything depends on connection. Connection gives us to feel, understand things that exist around us, to understand ourselves from the essence of the connection, the power of the connection, the manner of the connection. We get to understand these things. We feel them and attain them. Hence, Arvut is not just Arvut, meaning, oh, we're connected, but rather it's the creating of new kelim, new life. This is a very deep action. Just as we see now, as we're advancing to enter the material deeper, the biological matter, the more the connections there between all the cells, the different acids and other matters that are there, to the extent in which those cells create more complex and more exalted life there. So don't just see Arvut on a superficial level, but see it as a condition to create new life each time in a higher, more advanced level, until the Arvut between us, which is increasing more and more, we come to a state in which we can include within us the whole universe, all the universes, all these states and places that we don't yet know, how these spiritual worlds are great, but we are even above them. And all that we attain, both between us and with the Creator, is only by the Arvut, through the connection between the parts, complex in an endless manner. Please.
The writings of Bala Sulam, the Arvut, mutual guarantee. All of Israel are responsible for one another. This is to speak of the Arvut, mutual guarantee, when all of Israel became responsible for one another.
Meaning, one who is drawn to the Creator, Yashar El Israel, no matter who he is, needs to already know that he is made by yearning to the Creator, a responsible for others, and others for him.
Because the Torah was not given to them before each and every one from Israel was asked if he agreed to take upon himself the mitzvah, commandment of loving others, in the full measure expressed in the words, love your friend as yourself, as explained in the article Matan Torah.
Meaning you can advance and incorporate with the Creator and come to the Creator only after, to start with, we understand those people who want to attain the Creator, that they need to be connected between them. That's the first condition. Whether they understand that their way is all in connection between them.
Yes.
This means that each and every one in Israel would take upon himself to care and work for each member of the nation, to satisfy all their needs, no less than the measure imprinted in him to care for his own needs.
Meaning this is the form of arvut generally, where if we are in one group, one nation, or one group, it's the same thing, in one group, then each has to care for everyone like he cares for himself, and there is no difference between everyone. This is what we need to do. So for the time being, we say each in his 10, but slowly, slowly, in this stage now that we are after the convention, we need to rise to the next degree, where we already need to see how is it in the other tens, and to think how we bring them closer also to that same form of connection that nature demands of us, in order to come to the essence.
Jacob.
Where they were still immersed in their egoistic will to receive.
But only when they came out of Egypt,
disconnected from their will to receive,
and became a complete nation,
meaning connected together between them in Arvut,
only then was there a possibility to guarantee everyone's needs without any care or concern.
If I give myself in this way, everyone gives themselves to our group, to the arvut between us. I don't care anymore for myself. I only care for the group. That is where I lose myself. And
however, while they were still mingled with the Egyptians, a portion of their needs was necessarily given into the hands of these savages.
That those wills to receive desires are still between them there. They didn't disconnect fully and give themselves completely to the ten, let's say.
Permeated with self-love.
Yes.
Thus, the portion that is given into the hands of foreigners will not be secured for any person from Israel, because his friends will not be able to provide for those needs, as they will not be in possession of them. Consequently, as long as the individual is troubled with concerns for himself,
meaning he didn't give himself fully to the ten,
he is unfit to even begin to observe the mitzvah, love your friend as yourself,
which is the condition that the kli works in order to bestow and reveals the Creator and is connected to him.
Thus, you evidently find that the giving of the Torah had to be delayed until they came out of Egypt.
Meaning it can't be that they're receiving lights to correct the kilim, as long as the kilim are still in order to receive. Rather, they need to rise from the in order to receive and to incorporate in the ten, and then they begin to reveal the upper light, which brings the feeling of the upper world, the upper existence, etc. Of course, even before that, we receive lights in order to emerge out of Egypt, in order to rise above our egos. But These lights are only lights that operate on us when we're feeling changes, but don't discover the lights themselves. Whereas, when we rise above the ego, then we begin to feel the lights that are operating on us in practice, in practicality.
Going back a little. Thus, you evidently find that the giving of the Torah had to be delayed until they came out of Egypt and became a nation on their own. Meaning, when all their needs were provided for by themselves, independently of others, this qualified them to receive the above arvut. And then they were given the Torah.
Meaning that we can come to such a state in which we give all our desires, all our hopes, all our plans, everything we have to the Ten, only in it, by integrating in it fully, we see our future, and in such a way we begin to be adhered to the Creator.
יש לנו שאלה מהצוות החברתי, שמענו שבתחילת השיעור...
I have a question from the social team. In the beginning of the lesson, you said that we have to reach a new level of connection between the tens to see what's going on within every ten. Can you elaborate how you see it correctly about what's going on now?
We today talked specifically about the connection within the ten, where each ten will see itself as sitting in a boat and discovering through this common action the deficiencies from its own forces and invites the force of the Creator so that in such a way we will come to the correct advancement towards the goal. That is one thing. Secondly, we are now on this article of Arvut. We will learn what happens later, what he writes beyond this, that the Arvut article tells us how we are all dependent on everyone. Therefore, we need to feel ourselves above the tens. How, if I don't succeed in my ten, I need to think about it, that by this, my ten doesn't succeed either, because we are not connected correctly with other tens, as I cannot receive support from other tens. I, meaning our ten. The fact that we are already in a ten and feel ourselves and think of ourselves from the ten. So why is my ten not so successful? Because it doesn't receive sufficient support from the other tens. This is why we need to think how we also awaken, how we awaken the tens towards one another. Ten by a ten.
How, in your opinion, should it happen?
Think. Everything will be clarified in thought. Everything in thought. So, this is how we need to relate to one another, each and every ten to the other tens, more and more and more in responsibility. I can't succeed alone, but only in the ten. The ten can't succeed only when we're connected in us, in the tens that the Creator connects us in. He brings us to the ten. He brings the tens. together, all the tens together, and we need in this field, it's called the field that the Creator blesses. In that field, we need to feel ourselves responsible for the field to blossom and there to be a bounty. So just as I care for my ten, I need to care for all the other tens that are more or less in our feeling. We saw the tens. How many tens do we have in the convention, Dudi?
500.
500, yes. So that's already something. That's an immense force. That is a huge force. There never was such a thing. Moreover, since the shattering, we are after the shattering, after the exile, after a disconnect from the upper force, we are connecting in 500 tens around Earth. Do you understand what a force that is? So we need to think about everyone, because by this we can help one another. And if my ten is weak, then I need to rely a little bit on the other tens to help, press, correct, so that the right spirit will be between us. That's why each of us needs to feel that I'm coming to the morning lesson to strengthen my ten, and by my ten to strengthen the rest of the tens, and I need to be responsible for this whole Kli of Bnei Baruch, the world Kli, and in such a way we will connect and expand ourselves more and more. And then we will be able to come to a state in which not the coronavirus and all kinds of such problems and blows will advance spirituality to the advancing states, but rather we, in our Arvut, will advance the whole world to the correct, corrected state. We will do this to him. Because when the Creator corrects, he brings down his light, and then we feel bad. We feel how contradicted we are to this light. And we, when we bring the awakening through us, to our tens, and then we start to draw upon us also from the external public, then it will all be from the good way. That's the difference between the path of Torah and the path of suffering. We, by the upper light, draw ourselves to more connection, and with it, all of humanity. And the Creator awakens the deficiency, and from the deficiency, there are only problems, but there's no choice. That's how it is. This is and I'll have the possibility of telling you what I think. But I respect very much these tendencies for you to build these new connections, beautiful connections, as much as you can. It's very good. It's wonderful. Excellent. That's why we're advancing so well. Altogether, I want to say that I am very, very satisfied with what's going on with you. Hebrew 10.
Rav, we heard that the condition of success is connection between the tens. What does it mean, this state of connecting different tens?
The ten is as one. In the ten, there is no... In spirituality, there isn't ten together. There's one. So if the ten exists in the spiritual world, which is already connected, which already exists as one, with all the ten sefirot inside. And that's one. It can't, more than that. It can advance only by it connecting to more tens. And advance to more tens. It can't on its own inflate. Its growth is only by connecting with other tens. This is like cells in the body. A cell can't grow even more and more. God forbid, that's cancer. But the living cells, when they grow, they grow at the expense of quantity. And from the quantity, there is a quality. Just like when we build now computers or something, there's always a matter of quantities. To the number of quantities, we have a greater resolution, pixels, etc. This is why we need to understand that the 10 has a certain limit of how much it can advance. It's only in order to decide how much it exists. But afterwards, it's the connection between the 10s. And now, after the convention, we're starting to develop this field.
And the time of the lesson, is a unified time for everyone? Is it the time where the tens connect?
During the lesson, you need to be connected between you in general, all the tens in the world, and to me. That's
it.
All as one field that has rain coming down upon it, and sun. Both the light of Chasadim and the light of Chochmah operate upon the will to receive on the ground, and then it becomes fertile.
We have to be happy about having so many friends.
The main thing is that if we think about the fact that we need to incorporate in one another and then we will succeed, that is everything. Even if we're not capable to understand exactly what and how, but if we want the Creator to come and dwell in us, rule us, reign on us, control us, there is nothing more important than that, because altogether He arranges everything for us. The deficiencies, the mess, the problems, the questions, all those things, and then the solution and the filling. Therefore, constantly think how the Creator should dwell in all our actions. Okay?